Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
The gospel for today says, Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him and said, Quiet, come out of him. The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. When I was looking at this gospel in preparation, what stood out to me were those two questions that the man with the unclean spirit asks. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? And I remember learning when reading about these different exorcisms that Jesus would perform in the Gospels. I remember learning about how part of the reason that the unclean spirit, that the demon would cry out, was to scare everyone and to turn away from the Lord by making them frightened of what he might do. But there's also this element of the demons can't help but proclaim that he's God. Even though they're demons and their plan is completely opposed to God's plan, they can't help proclaiming, because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend and every head must bow, and they just have to say who he is. It's almost like despite themselves. But that first instance that they're trying to scare other people, I was thinking about how when the Lord enters into my heart, and when there are things that are out of order, when there are things that aren't as they should be, when there are these attachments to things that are not of him, sometimes it feels like we're asking this question too. Have you come to destroy us? At times, for people who are beginning to follow Jesus, there's this question of, will you make me give up everything that I love? Like, there's this perception that if you enjoy it, Jesus probably is against it, or the church has a rule against it. And that's not true. That's a very limited perspective. But there is something very real about when Jesus comes into me and I let him have free reign, I let him be the Lord of my life and the Lord of my heart, that there are things that he, out of great love, out of infinite mercy and compassion, there are things that he wants to destroy. And that's good. In fact, I should desire for him to destroy the little false idols I put up in my heart, that he would destroy the attachments to things that are not of him, and in fact, limit my freedom and bring me further from his love. And so instead of this crying out of fear, we should continually present ourselves to the Lord and ask with sincerity and with great love and hopefulness, Lord, what do you want to destroy in me? What do you want to shape and remold and reform? What altars do you want to topple? What pride do you want to remove? What wound do you want to heal so I can stop living out of this perpetual woundedness? So that's what I want to invite us into today. That we would, with a renewed desire, offer to the Lord anything in us that's not of him. And that we can invite him into those places, trusting that he brings freedom, and that it's out of love that he wants to take away or destroy anything in us that is not of him. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you continue to speak to us and you continue to move in us. And Lord, we ask for the grace that you would be able to remove from our hearts anything that is unclean, anything that is not of you, that you would destroy any false gods in our lives, that you would destroy any false images that we have of you. Lord, I thank you for the ways that you are working in our lives already, and I ask that you would grant us the grace to give you permission to work fully in our lives and in our hearts. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.